Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Belgium police search for bombing suspect. They released a photo of the suspects in Tuesday's bombings at the Brussels airport and a subway station. The photograph shows a man wearing a black hat, a light-colored jacket, and sunglasses pushing an airport luggage cart alongside two other men who are believed to have been suicide bombers. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for the attack. A suspect in last year's Paris attack, Salah Abdeslam, was arrested in Brussels last week, and David Gartstein-Ross of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies says there may be a connection.
If it is a part of the Abdeslam cell, then that's very significant. It represents the very first time that jihadists in Europe were able to carry out a major attack, and then the same cell was able to carry out another follow-on attack. That hasn't happened before.
At least 30 people were killed in Tuesday's attack in Brussels. Appealing directly to the Cuban people in Havana, President Barack Obama says it is time for the U.S. and Cuba to move beyond their Cold War differences and begin a new journey toward a future that will benefit both nations.
The history of the United States and Cuba encompass revolution and conflict, struggle and sacrifice, retribution and now reconciliation. It is time now for us to leave the past behind.
Mr. Obama spoke in a televised address from the El Gran Teatro de Havana, with Cuban President Raul Castro seated in a balcony across from him, doing that before leaving the country. Partial results from Niger's presidential runoff election show incumbent Mamadou Issoufou is heading for a landslide victory, according to Reuters. Niger's Electoral Commission says Issoufou has received 93% of the vote. This is VOA News. The UN humanitarian agencies are expressing concern that a recent European Union-Turkey agreement will not safeguard the rights of thousands of Syrians, Iraqis, and other people fleeing to Greece in search of refuge from conflict and persecution. Lisa Schlein has more.
UN Children's Agency spokeswoman Sarah Crow says 19,000 children are stranded in Greece and 10% are unaccompanied and in need of protective care.
Children are entitled to a full hearing and assessment of their best interests prior to any decision taken related to them, including on return.
UNICEF says children who are stranded in Greece for long periods should be given emergency education, and refugee and migrant children should be vaccinated against measles, polio, and pneumococcal infections. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
A Russian court Tuesday found captured Ukrainian pilot Nadia Savchenko guilty of complicity in the murder of two Russian journalists. It sentenced her to 22 years in prison. She denies involvement in the death of the journalists. Voters in three western U.S. states are heading to the polls today for presidential nominating contests. The leading contenders, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, are looking to boost their leads in the race to win their party's nominations. Russia is warning it could take unilateral action beginning Tuesday against those who violate the nearly month-old cessation of hostilities in Syria. The move comes after complaints that the U.S. has been slow to work with Russia on rules for jointly monitoring violations. FIFA's Ethics Committee has opened a bribery investigation into six people involved in a bidding process that awarded the 2006 World Cup to Germany. Among those targeted are former German Football Association president Wolfgang Niersbach and former DFB vice president Franz Beckenbauer. Myanmar democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi has been nominated to become a member of President-elect Thein Gya's cabinet. The list of proposed ministers has her name next to four posts: Minister of the President's Office, Foreign Affairs, Energy, and Education. Officials in South Sudan's Morobo County say gunmen have kidnapped three Sudan People's Liberation Army wildlife officers in the new Yei River State. On Sunday, they say the gunmen also stole dozens of machine guns. South Korea is reporting its first official case of the mosquito-borne Zika virus. The country's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say a 43-year-old man who recently traveled to Brazil has tested positive for the disease. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.